Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to the show, Larry.
Thanks, Jim.
Larry, you have some big patent news for us.
Well, yeah, we filed about seven new patents on the National Phase Patent Application. And, you know, we covered off a few things we hadn't. One was black mass and graphite. So graphite recovery. So, that was a big plus for us. It builds our patent portfolio and shows a much stronger company and a much more protected company at the end of the day. And, you know, it also has a treatment for the electrolyte. And the electrolyte is, quite a dangerous material to handle. It's in the black mass because it doesn't come out. It's ground up, and it's part of the black mass. So you got to get that out. You don't want that going out with the product that you're producing, the cathode material. So, that was a big stride forward for us, and it's one of the things that the company keeps on top of. I know there hasn't been a lot of press releases lately, but we're still, hurry up and wait. And so we move ahead on other fronts, and this is one of the fronts we're moving on. You know, you can spend millions of dollars on patents, but at the end of the day, they're worth it. So it's a thing that the company has done from the get-go. Patents were their major focal point. In the beginning of this whole exercise, and our second patent went through in 81 days. 81 days is a record for organic chemistry. So, that tells you nobody else was poking around the same area we were. So there was no conflict there. So it's a good feeling, Jim. But I really want to talk about is I've been getting a lot of mail lately on why the stock price is falling. Well, the stock price has been falling since it was up at the 280 range. And I've been talking about predator trading, although I keep getting the backlash like there's no tomorrow, and supposedly from people that are shareholders and don't want me talking about it, and, yada yada is all he talks about is predator trading. But I'm going to talk about it today. Because since we've been listed on the QB, they have a partial uptick rule, and that partial rule includes the reporting of any short trades. And in the last 30 days, we've been close to 50% of the volume has been short trades. And you can figure that out. That's millions of shares that are created out of the air. These are shares that don't exist. Most of the time, they're probably not even borrowed. And, they just willy-nilly short. Certainly in Canada, that's the way it is. There's no short rules, so there's no rules. Although some people report short positions, you can't follow the short area where the stock is being reported because it's sparse and patchy. And it doesn't report all the trades, and we know that it's certainly happening. So you can recognize short trading in the market, predator trading, we call it. And that is, if you ever see when they're using the algorithms, which they do every day, they might have five trades of 500 to 1,000 shares all in 1 second. And that's the algorithm kicking in, and they do that to take the price down, and, it's always on the short side that they're selling it, and they knock out the bids, so that's one of the things that happen. Now, the reason I'm talking about this is in the OTC, as I mentioned, we got almost 50% of the volume in the last 20 trading days that has been short trades. Now, that works out to millions of shares in that trading period, and that's just on the U.S. And that's, like I say, shares that are created out of the thin air, and they don't exist. They just happen to be they're shorting the stock. And why are they doing that? Well, I call it a predator raid. what they're doing is forcing the price down because they're covering their short positions that were done higher ever since the 280 range. You know, and that's the, people say we don't have enough volume, but we got enough volume to attract short traders, that's for sure. And it's, you know, that helped bring the price down. That helped bring the price down from $2 to where it's at today. And now these guys are going to come out with millions, hundreds of millions of profits here because they've been shorting a big position, and now they're covering. And so when they cover, they get the difference. So if they cover at 50 cents, for example, and they shorted it at $2, and it's a million shares, that's $1.5 million in their pocket. And if it's 10 million shares, that's $15 million in their pocket, and just keep going up multiples. And, you know, I've always felt that we had close to 50 to 100 million shares in the short position against us. And, that, you know, proving that is a different story. But I can now show you, which is going to be attached to this report, the OTC short positions. And there's at least 20 days in there. So you can look at it. You know, you don't have to, you know, send me letters telling me I'm a liar and I'm this and I'm that and everything else. That's what the predators do. But it happens to be true, and it shows up there. So why are they pushing it down now? Because they do know that we've got the goods, that the company's well-financed, that the company has patents, that the company has verification from independent sources, you know, peer-reviewed papers out there, two of them. And a peer review means that maybe four or five different people in different locations go through our patent application and look at it and everything else. And if they approve it, then the paper's written on it. So it's not something that, you know, one guy looks at and says, yeah or no. It's handed to several people. So, you know, and the patent application is there. You know, there should be no doubt that the company has these patents and that they actually do what they say they're going to do. So it's frustrating to see this happening. But what they're trying to do, as I may have already mentioned, is forced capitulation. And you can see that in the last 3 days of the percentage of short trades. You can see that they are that we have capitulation going on. Not just capitulation. Some people are selling for tax service purposes. Some people are exercising warrants and maybe selling them. And but it doesn't account for all the volume. So that's what's happening. These guys are. Who do you think's buying that stock? And when it gets down to these levels, it's going to be the predators that are going to buy it to cover off their shorts, to crystallize their profits, and, you know, and actually realizing that the company is in good shape. It's not something that's going to get pushed down the drain. It's something that's going to bounce back. So I'd like to remind shareholders that we've been through this. We were through this at 2 cents. Can you believe it? Where tens of millions of dollars were lost when it went jumped from 2 to 35 by short traders. And they haven't forgotten that. And then they shorted the hell out of it at the 20-cent range, trying to prevent any kind of financing so we could advance the company. But we worked our way through it. And then they got caught on the upswing to 280. Well, that hurt. And but not all of them covered. Some of them got deep pockets, and they didn't cover their position. But now they want to cover because they see that the electric car, the battery manufacturing, and the recycling are going to be the big movers next year. And we want to be part of that. So we're in good shape. I took a lot of criticism for raising money at a dollar, $20 million, but it's put us in the it gives us the opportunity to put the commercial plant into production. And so that's something that can kill a company. If you can't get the thing into production, it's not going to happen. I get criticism on some of the things that I say on the on these podcasts, but you got to remember these are all from the shoulder, and so the big effort right now is forcing the companies to capitulate, and I can see that starting to happen. I saw it happen in the 20-cent range. You know, people that I was in contact with were selling shares and at 20 cents, 25 cents, and they missed out on the big run. And some of them have sizable positions. But, you know, you keep reading the bull boards, you're going to get depressed. And all you're going to hear is what the company's not doing. I get letters from these kinds of guys, and like one guy says, why aren't you telling the truth? What are you hiding? Well, Jesus Christ, I'm trying to be as transparent as I can. We've got an independent lab doing all the work. It's got their reputation on the line. And, you know, so everything that we say is true. It's not that it's there's no bullshit in it. And, you know, we can actually prove everything that's being said. And it's being said by a third party who has no interest in the patents or no interest in the shares of the company, because they have to write reports, they have to be independent. And so what I'm trying to say, guys, is that this route is not because the company's lacking something. It's because predators are making it appear the company's lacking something, going on the boards and paying their henchmen to post articles on there that are just pure and sheer BS. And, you know, if you want to go there and do your homework, there's nothing I can do to stop you. I'm not saying that you should be buying the dips, but it's starting to look like that's coming very close. And, you know, because that's up to you. We give you all the information. We give you the transparency. If you don't believe in the patents, if you don't believe what's published out there that has to go through regulatory approvals and everything else at some time, we're not publishing anything that can be backlash on the company. So, you know, it's this whole bloody market route is caused by the predators, the ones that some of you have been protecting, thinking that that you're better off to be an ostrich and stick your head in the sand. But, you know, I've never been that way. I'm the first guy to ever write anything about predator trading. And we were in some newspapers and everything else. And so I've got a good eye for seeing predator trading. It's not just us. There's hundreds of companies out there. And lots of the ones I watch are getting a lot of predator trading, whether they're 10 cents or 5 cents. And, they can't seem to get out of a box. And, they hope to kill the company and pick up all the marbles when it's all over. But, that may not happen. Didn't happen when Amy at 2 cents, when Amy was under a debt of over $1 million. And we did our first proof of concept, and the stock bounced to 35, and it stayed in that 20-cent range for the next 4 years. Well, we raised the money to file the patents to actually advance the process, and then I get a lot of ridicule for the length of time it takes. Well, guess what? When you do R&D, you find something that could be better, so you got to go back to the table and work that into the program, because you're going to file for patents sooner or later, or you're going to go into production sooner or later. And it's a big job if you wait till you go into production to start making changes in the plant. It's better to do it before. And, I've been talking about deliveries, and I've, blamed part of it on COVID. Now you can blame part of it on the flooding here in BC, because we've got at least 5 pieces that are coming from Ontario. And the trucking from Ontario is pretty much at a standstill, but we still think that we can probably get going in mid-February and on the plant, which means that we hope that we've got the plant to put together by the end of this year and start on it in January. So, and then that's going to be a game changer. We're getting interest now from a lot of the OEMs that are some of the biggest ones out there. And we've been returning product to them, and now they're talking about, they like the concept of having a plant at the Gigafactory, which was our first moving business plan. People say we don't have a business plan. Well, every time I publish a business plan, or I even publish results or anything else, the next thing I know, I got a half a dozen companies out there claiming the same thing. So, I'm not as secretive as anybody else, so you're not getting that information from anybody else, but you're getting a lot of information from us. And that should be, if you're really following the company as you say you are, then what changes your mind when the stock price goes down? You don't think about predator trading. You think about what the hell's management doing? What the hell's going on? What's wrong with the company? I mean, hey, that's not the way to go. You know, I can see this thing coming back out of here very soon, and hopefully before the December's over with, we'll start to rally, or even before. So there we are, guys. That's, I'm trying to answer, 30 or 40 emails I got yesterday, and I know you don't like me talking about predator trading, but now maybe you should give your head a shake and take a look at the fact that, hey, there is predator trading going on. It's not small. It's millions of shares. And, I think it could be 10, could be 40, could be 50, could be 100 million shares that are sitting there out there short. So, this is a good time for Reddit or in these groups to take a look at the company, because, if we can trap the shorts, they can push it up. And that'll just mean that they come back in right at the top of that market and push it down. So, the reality is I think you've got we've got one of the best deals out there, and when it comes to recycling. So I wouldn't get panicky about what's happening in the company. That's pretty transparent. We just published our audited financials, and I know they're always 3 months behind, but that's the way it is. I mean, you got to have time to publish these things, and so the regulatory authorities give you 3 months to do that. And so anyway, guys, I wouldn't worry about the company's shape. They're sitting with $22 million. They've got patents and patent applications in all over the world. And, they're gradually getting done and coming in. So, I don't think that you have to worry about what the company or the shape the company's in. You don't have to worry about what we have. So, start looking at the predator trading. That might give you a better idea of what's happening in the market than, coming back and blaming management for the stock falling down. And, I understand that you guys don't play in the market. I'm not necessarily playing in the market, but I watch the market. I watch specifically the market in AME, and I know when the predator trading is happening. So I can see it on the trades. I can see the houses involved. I see the fact that it's done mostly on the main board, which is the TSX Venture Exchange, but it's done on the platforms. And I don't know how many platforms are out there, but there's got to be 12 to 15 platforms out there. So a lot of the hanky-panky happens on the platforms. You'll see that, the stock is last at, let's say, 60 cents on the Venture Exchange, and yet all of a sudden it goes down to 55. And you haven't seen anything move on the Venture Exchange except updating the trades. That's from the platforms. So anyway, guys, if you really want to watch the market, if you really are putting your heart and soul and your investment into the company, then watch the trading that goes on, because that's the best indication of why the company's going down. Why do you think every time we put out a good press release, the stock goes down? Why is that? I mean, today, we put out a press release. At least we didn't go down, but we didn't go up at any pace either. So, the markets in Canada are controlled by the predator traders. And, until that changes, until we get an uptick rule back here, this is going to continue. But there is ways to beat them out on their own game. and I'm always looking at that. Have a good weekend, guys. I'm sorry for those that will be offended, but I imagine if anybody's offended by it, they're a predator trader, or they work for a predator trader and post for a predator trader. So that's kind of where we're at today, guys, and have a good weekend.
Larry, for people new to American Manganese, what's the company all about?
The company's a critical metals company that is first to develop the process for treating very low grades, which is what the U.S. has, of manganese, which is a critical metal that's required for all the steel making. You've got to have at least close to 10%, or not 10%, but you have to have at least 10 pounds per ton of manganese in it to give it ductility and strength. Otherwise, you've got a piece of steel that shatters. And so that's critical for, especially for all the U.S. forces. It's critical for building buildings. It's critical for, you just look around you, see how much metal is out there, and you can see that it's critical for all of that. And so we've taken that process and developed a process for recycling lithium-ion batteries, because the chemistries turned out to be the same on our proof of concept, and we haven't looked back. I mean, it's, you know, we've got a situation going where, you know, we're getting big interest, guys. It's as simple as that. We're getting big interest, and we've got lots of new NDAs that are signed. But I'm not, of course, we're not doing any deals. We don't know what the end result is going to look like. We have to know how we're going to cut the onion so that everybody profits and everybody benefits from our process. You know, right now there's so much lithium's through the roof. That won't go on forever. And, you know, cobalt is being cut back, and nickel is increasing in some cases. So, you know, it's got all kinds of different things that are working on it, different synergies that could create problems for an early, say, agreement with anybody on pricing of the materials and everything else, because that can change in a heartbeat. So, you know, we have to know exactly what we have and how we're going to cut the onion, and then we can approach these people. We're asking now, we're being asked now to say, well, what do we want? How do we do this? Well, licensing or joint ventures are the big thing for us. And if you want to go find anything else, we have out. We have a lot of transparency on our process and everything on the AmericanManganeseInc.com. And you can also phone the company here at 778-574-4444, or you can email me at lreaugh@amymn.com. And remember, we're traded on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the symbol AMY. We're traded in the QB board in the U.S. under AMYZF. And we're traded on in Frankfurt under the symbol 2AM. So those are the things that you have to look for. And I wish you a good weekend.
Larry, thank you so much for the update.
You're welcome, Jim.
I'm Jim Goddard. I've been speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Our conversation took place on December 3rd.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.